our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello, podcast listeners. This is Adam.
Hi.
We're on a podcast.
This is attempt number like 14. To make this work.
No, the microphone is being a jerk, so...
Adam threw the microphone on the floor.
I didn't throw them. The microphone fell on the floor when I was trying to...
The microphone threw itself on the floor. That's how it is in Spanish. Like, you blame objects for doing things to themselves.
I don't like how you're trying to blame me for throwing it on the floor.
I'm diverting. It threw itself on the floor. Like, if you say it in Spanish, it did. Like, say, se cae. Like, it fell itself.
But,
like, if your keys get lost, it's like, oh, my keys lost themselves. Yeah. I don't know.
That's how it is. It wasn't my fault.
I don't know what happened, but it got lost.
So we're doing a podcast.
Yep. We got a thing to go to tonight. I was asking you on the previous podcast, and you still hadn't answered my question. So we got a box today that had winter boots in it, because you have an outside job.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know when the last time you had winter boots was.
I don't remember.
Have you ever had them? You probably did as a kid, right?
It's possible.
Did you have snow pants when you were a kid?
Yes.
Did you have the overall snow pants, or did you have, like, snow pants?
The ones where it's real warm.
You gotta buckle them on?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you take your glasses off?
Because I have a headache.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. You want some coffee?
Nope.
Oh.
Maybe on the way we can get some coffee.
Are you mad?
No. No, I just have a headache, and my eyes burn.
You finished reading a book last night, did you not?
I did.
You
want to
tell us about it? Well, graphic novel.
I read Chrononauts.
And how was it?
It was okay.
Glowing review by Adam Clash.
No,
Somebody
told me to read it, and they said it was good, and I read it, and it was okay.
Well, all right then.
It's about some guys that go through time.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, but there's no future stuff. It's all like, oh, look at the dinosaurs.
Look when they were.
I want to see the future
Abraham
shit.
Lincoln.
I don't. Well, yeah, I, the past
real.
Already happened.
That's not real.
I don't care.
But the future isn't real because that hasn't happened yet.
Right. I want to go to the future to see what happens and then come back and make a bunch of money off of it.
I feel like there's plenty of movies where they go to the future, like Back to the Future.
Right.
They go to the future. Like, why would it be more interesting to you to go to the future?
Because nobody's seen it yet.
Well, yeah, but. But then that means the author also has to make it up, whereas if they go to the past, they're like, oh, we'll just use dinosaurs.
Yeah, I know. That's the shitty part. But, like, Black Mirror does a good job of looking at the future.
Yeah, they look at the near future, though.
Yeah, I don't need to go in the... I want to go 5 years
in
the
future. Oh, you
want
to go to, like, 2020?
I don't want to go to, like, 2200. Ugh. Who knows what's going to go on there? They don't even speak English anymore.
They'll speak English.
No, they'll speak...
Did they speak English in 1850?
Yeah, but it's a lot different. If we went to the 1815 and started talking, they'd be like, what are you from?
No, that's not true.
They wouldn't.
You can read books from 1815 and
It's a little weird, though.
Charles Dickens, what, like 1850s? You can completely
understand
what's happening there.
It's a little weird.
It's not that weird.
There's different... People talk differently.
Well, yeah, people talk differently. Like, that's always
good. You see,
happen,
I'm from France. That's how French people talk. They're like, no, it's not. This is my French accent.
Your French accent is you just start every sentence with "I'm from France."
No, I'm saying if you go to 1640, right,
uh-huh,
in England,
mm-hmm,
they have no idea what an American accent is because it hasn't been invented.
And apparently, I don't remember where I read or heard this. The American and English accents were like reversed at one point. Like people in England talked more like we do now, and people in the U.S. talked more like England did. And then at some point, there were vacations or something that happened, and they started to imitate each other, and it just kind of switched.
No, I don't believe that.
I don't really believe it either, but it sounds really good, right?
Well, I believe that when people first came here, they talked more English because they're from England.
They're from England. I mean, they were from
right, like colonial
too.
Times?
They were from, like, Spain. And
Like George Washing Machine was from
George
England,
Washing
I think.
Machine.
I have no idea where he was from.
George Washington Machine. That's harder to say than George Washington.
Yeah, but it's funnier.
Please tell me some of the names of our other presidents that we've had.
Ben Frankfurter. He's not a president.
He wasn't a president. He was a founding father, though, so I'll give it to you.
Uh-huh.
Do you know any other ones? Do you know any different ones?
Thomas Jeff Goldblum. He was one, right?
Thomas Jeff Goldblum. I distinctly recall President Thomas Jeff Goldblum. Wasn't there? What about that father-son duo? Anything? Your uncle's
John Adams.
Is that
John Quincy Adams?
Was it?
That's their names.
That's a dumb name.
Yeah, they're not funny at all.
It's boring though. What if your name was John Adams?
John Adamantium.
Would you like try to get married to somebody to get your name changed?
To John Adams?
Like, if your name was John Adams, like, would you have taken my last name? No, because my last name was Johnson, which is not any better.
Adams is better than Johnson.
What if you were Adam Adams?
There's a guy named Bob Roberts. That's a real person.
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
I mean, there are some people that have the same...
I know a person named Tom Clinton, and his first and last names are backwards. Like,
Clinton
his last...
Tom.
Or, yeah, Clinton. See, his name's Clinton Tom.
Mm-hmm.
It should be Tom Clinton, right?
People with, like, two first names are weird.
Yeah, you never know what to
do. I know Tom Kim. He has two first names.
Yeah. Is he, like, Asian?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Clinton Tom is Asian, too, but neither one of those are Asian names, so I don't really know how that plays out.
Tom Kim.
Yeah. So, today at work, someone scheduled a meeting with me, but they scheduled it for after the meeting had already started. Like, we were in the meeting, and while we were in the meeting, she rescheduled the meeting to be at the right time for her, but her computer was messed up, so it scheduled it for 4 a.m., like the 4 a.m. that had already happened, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it at 4 a.m., because on account of I'm not going to be here.
I went to the Italian Moon today.
Oh, did you? Uh-huh. They make food, right?
I think so.
Pizza?
It says pizza. Wait.
It says, like, tacos, too.
It's pizza, Mexican, ribs, and chicken.
That's the kind
on
of
the
place.
Sign.
That's what I don't want to go
inside, it looks nicer than what I expected.
Really?
Yeah. But we just changed all the locks there.
Yeah, I can't get behind, like, a multi-purpose place like that.
Yeah, it smelled okay inside.
I'm sure it did. They probably have... It's probably better than Mamma Maria's, which had the worst Italian food known to man. It was so bad. I keep feeling like we should give it another shot, right? Because we went there, like, our first week here, like, 2.5 years ago. And I feel like maybe we didn't
give
it a fair
shake. We have
to
go to Giuseppe's first.
But the thing is, I don't want to go back and waste money and have it still be crap.
Mm-hmm. We should tell them that we came here before and we felt the quality of the food wasn't very good. But we want to give it another shot. But if it sucks, we don't want to pay for it. Do you think they'll let you do that?
I don't think they're going to do that. I really don't think they'll do that. The waitress will be like, I'm sorry, I don't think I can do that. I can talk to the boss, but I don't think I can do that.
Well, I think managers of restaurants want their people there to be happy.
And even then, even if I didn't want to pay anything for the meal, I'd still want to tip the waitress, because she probably did her job fine.
Right, well, we can always tip the waitress.
Yeah. I just, maybe not. Maybe we just go to Giuseppe's, or make our own Italian food, which is better.
Or we just go to, what was that place? Tucci Benucci?
Tucci Benucci! It was, and it was good!
It was called Tucci Benucci.
It was.
In the Mall of America.
It was decent Italian food. I recommend it.
It was good. I liked that, whatever I had
there.
There was
a baby sitting next to us, and she was real chill.
And there's a cute baby.
There's a little cute baby, and she was real chill, and then she got hungry.
Sometimes babies are cute.
Yeah.
Just the way it goes.
Not always, though. That's the trouble.
Sometimes they're homely.
Sometimes, instead of saying, oh, what a cute baby, you say, wow, that one really looks like you.
Look at that little homely baby.
Did people say Zoe was cute, or did they say, wow, she really looks like
you?
She's
cute. They said she was cute.
She was cute.
She was cute. That's why they said it.
Sometimes they say it really looks like you if they mean it's an ugly baby and you're also ugly. But I don't think you're ugly.
Sometimes they look like...
Wouldn't that be awkward if I thought you were ugly?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes people thought that she looked like me, but also cute.
She does look like you.
But also
that's
cute.
That's true. She got your brow real hard. She
my,
got your
my
caveman brow.
My caveman Neanderthal brow.
She really did. But I think it's okay. I think she'll grow into it. She seems to be grown into it all right.
She's a good kid.
Hopefully she doesn't get your beard.
So yeah, we might go to Colorado in the spring.
That'd be cool. If you want to fund our trip to Colorado, just give us money.
Yeah, send me bitcoins. And
I was thirsty today, so if anyone in Pennsylvania would like to send us
frozen run birch
beer, you could do that. You can't buy it anywhere online.
You can't?
No, you can't.
You can't buy Yingling either. Well, I guess you can, but it's
that's
real expensive.
That's like illegal to buy outside of Pennsylvania, isn't it?
No, they
like,
should.
They're not supposed to.
I had it shipped. When I lived in Sioux Falls, my friends bought it for me.
Right, but they shipped it to you, right? It wasn't like a dealer or somebody.
Yeah, no, Yingling shipped it.
Oh, but, Yingling did?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Or whoever, but they like shipped it. They like, packed it in like dry ice and shipped
they'd
it
have
out.
To, yeah.
In like a big
Wait,
fancy thing.
Isn't beer stable in room temperature?
Wait, what else? No, they sent me something in dry ice.
Cheese of some sort, ice
cream. I don't
cream?
Remember.
I don't know.
Maybe some
cool.
ice cream.
Dry ice is fun stuff.
I don't remember.
I want to play with dry ice, but
you
I don't want to buy it.
Hold it in your hand. You could buy it anywhere.
No, I haven't seen it anywhere.
Amazon. They well, pack it. They
that,
ship it in dry
I
ice.
I think there's like some places like the grocery stores carry.
Yeah,
dry
for
ice.
Yeah for groceries.
I haven't seen it around
you can
here
ask.
Anywhere.
You ask them. Be like, do you have dry ice so I can bring my ice cream?
Yeah, so I can drive. I gotta go back to Canada.
I need my ice creams in Canada. That's not the. That wasn't even close.
Canada.
Wasn't even close.
You gotta say Canada.
Canada.
Canada. Canada. You got it.
Oh, jeez. We're going to Canada. Gotta go back home.
Winnipeg.
Back to Winnipeg. Jeez.
Oh. Yeah.
So you know what's funny? That we have Gully in the other room and we're
I know.
Not. We're not
like,
he's not
Gully
allowed.
Can't be on our podcast,
he's not allowed to be on our podcast.
Sorry, Gully.
And our microphone. Microphone's being weird.
It is being weird. It's kind of being a jerk. We might have to get a new one. But they're expensive. So if you want to give us money for our podcast fund, then we can buy it.
Yeah.
Source a new microphone.
There's like a PayPal link on the thing.
There's a PayPal link on ahapodcast.com.
I should put like a Bitcoin link so they could send Bitcoins.
But you're never going to cash in your Bitcoin.
I might.
Also, Bitcoin's super volatile. Like if they send
us
$10, like we just get $10.
Your butt's super volatile.
Well, actually, I think we get somewhat less than that because PayPal fees. But,
right.
But not much less.
But there's not any Bitcoin fees. I mean, there's very minor fees. Like, I think I have to pay 15 cents or something to
really?
Deposit it, which is okay.
I painted my fingernails today, and they're real sparkly. They're, like, shiny. Like, in the sunlight, they hurt a little bit to look at, because they're what's called the holographic polish, which means there's all rainbows on it. You like that
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, they look like rainbows.
They do look like rainbows, but, like, purpley-blue rainbows. This color's called Crypsis by Octopus Party Nail Lacquer.
That just sounds like a made-up name.
It's not. Well, I mean, it is, because the guy who made the thing made it up. Because, like, when you make your own business, you can name it anything
mm-hmm.
you want, as long as someone else already
so
has
Gully
it.
So Gully and I are making a card game.
Uh-huh.
And
I think Gully's making a card game, and you're helping.
Yeah. Well, Gully came up with the idea, and I'm helping him
it's
develop it.
It's co-sourced at this point.
Yeah. I was like, that's a good idea. I will help you make it.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
But, I mean, it's still 100% Gully's game. On
yeah.
account of he made it.
Right. He's the creator.
Yeah.
And
you're
I'm helping developing.
Gotcha.
So it's our game.
So when it goes viral and gets sold on Amazon, what mm-hmm. percentage do you get? Have you hashed this out? Yeah, that's important. It's important stuff.
I will get 100%.
What are you
going to
ask for?
And I'm just going to take it from Gully. It's a coup.
That's
and
terrible.
He can't do anything about it because he can't hear.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. I see a looming shadow in the corner.
So we do have a special guest on our podcast.
No, we don't. No, we don't. There's no one here. I'll pay you.
Oh, sorry. No, we haven't figured that out yet. Gully will probably get most of it.
Okay, so we have to keep our podcast short today, so we're going to take a break for a paid advertisement. As always, we appreciate you allowing us to have sponsors. They don't pay that much, though, so, you know, donate. All right, our advertisement today, so...
So I don't know if you're like me, where when you wear a shirt, you stink. It stinks afterwards.
It stinks a lot. Well, so first off, you could just wear deodorant, that would help.
Well...
But, I mean, if that's not even working for you, maybe you have a hard job and your shirt's stinky at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a stinky... Do you have stinky shirt syndrome? Is how we really should have started this.
Do you want to... Do you not want to pay for laundry?
Do you not want to pay for your laundry? Do you not want to pay 75 cents a load to wash?
Yeah, that's like, you can only fit like 12 shirts in there for 75 cents.
Today, we have Disposity, and they are sponsoring us, and their product is disposable t-shirts, you guys.
Yeah, disposable t-shirts. They're super cheap. You can get like 12 for a dollar.
Yeah, they're like 12 for a dollar. They're made of recycled rice paper.
Recycled rice.
So what happens is it's actually really environmentally friendly too. So what they do is they go around to Asian restaurants, like Chinese restaurants, Japanese restaurants, Korean restaurants, Indian restaurants. You know Asia. You familiar with Asia?
What about Mexico?
Not Mexico. I said Asian restaurants.
Do they have rice in Mexico?
No, because they taint their rice there. So what they do is they take all the extra rice at the end of the day, because it doesn't matter what kind of rice it is, like jasmine rice or like basmati
Mexican
or
rice.
Whatever it is. Not Mexican rice, though.
They don't use Mexican rice?
No.
What about Canadian rice?
No Canadian rice.
What about American rice?
No, we only have wild rice and it doesn't work. Anyway, so they go around and they get all the leftover rice at the end of the day.
What about Brazilian rice?
When they have enough, they mash it all up. And then they make paper out of it. They make rice paper out of it, because that's how you make rice papers. You mash up rice.
Can you eat it?
I mean, you could. If you were hungry, you could eat it. Now, I will... There's a bit of a disclaimer here, and they wanted me to read this exactly as they wrote it, but I think... See, whoever wrote this didn't speak English very well, so I'm just gonna say it. They are not waterproof in any way. In fact,
it's gonna stick
I would not recommend wearing this if you live anywhere it ever rains, or if you are prone to getting wet.
Or sweating.
Don't
sweat.
Because they will disintegrate.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, they are a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
12 for a dollar, like,
for a
you
dollar.
Can't beat it. You
That's less than a dime a dozen.
It's a dollar a dozen.
Yeah, I mean, oh shoot.
It's a little more than a dime a dozen.
That's a little more than a... Wait.
It's like
they're on sale. They're on sale for a dime a dozen.
So if you use our offer on Disposity.com/
maybe don't go to Disposity. I don't know what's there.
We're committing to this.
Okay.
Disposity.com/aha podcast. Enter the promo code those guys, and save a dime a dozen for Disposity. It's a good deal.
How do you spell it?
Disposity.
Like
yes.
Dispose and then letter A and then letter T.
That's it.
Is there a hyphen between them?
Doesn't matter. All right, and we're back.
Yeah. I just also wanted to issue a redaction.
Oh.
The game that Gully has made. I'm not taking all the money.
Not taking all the money.
I just want Gully to understand that I was just kidding.
Gully and you had a stern look. And it turns out that nobody will be taking all of the money, particularly not Adam taking all of the money.
Adam Co.
If you had a company, so you thought Octopus Party Nail Lacquer was done, what would you name your company?
My company?
Your game design company. What's your game design company called?
Oh, the Golof.
Golof?
Gully and Olaf.
Golof.
Golof.
No,
I just
know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, it's you don't need
what
to.
What if you just had one on your own?
Then it's just...
Is Matt Olaf Incorporated?
No, there's no Incorporated. It's just Adam Makes Games.
Adam Makes Games? Nobody's gonna buy that. That's not brandable.
It doesn't matter.
You can't brand that.
I'm not the name guy.
No, but you gotta brand it. Someone's gotta... I'll be your brand. I'll be your name guy.
Okay, what's the name?
I don't know.
Good job.
I got
You're
more
fired.
Time. All more time.
You're
more
fired.
Time. I just want more time. I'd have all the time in the world.
I'd call it Adam is Awesome Games.
I'd call it, Have Adam. That's what we call it. Have Adam. Have Adam Games. I'm pretty clever. You know you like it.
You're really digging deep
really
on that
to
one.
Sell it.
You're
that's
selling
how you
them.
Gotta sell yourself. That's how you get anywhere in life. You gotta sell yourself.
You could sell a t-shirt to a person who needs a t-shirt.
Yeah, I could. I did.
Did you?
Yeah. You couldn't sell water to a homeless guy.
Yeah, because they don't have money.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't sell something that a rich person really needs to a rich person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you.
I could sell a lot of things that rich people don't need to rich people.
Yeah, that's true.
Like a thing that breaks open the top of an egg so you could have a soft-boiled egg. I could sell one of those.
You could.
Be like, look at this. You ever eat an egg that's soft-boiled?
You ever eat soft-boiled eggs?
You need this thing.
Is it a minor inconvenience to break it open with a spoon?
Buy this thing for $40. You need it.
You definitely need it for all those soft-boiled eggs you eat.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, if anyone's offended by soft-boiled eggs... Or
don't
being mocked for buying a thing that opens soft-boiled eggs.
Maybe you shouldn't have bought it.
You shouldn't. You
shouldn't
really
have
shouldn't
it.
Have bought it.
You wasted your money.
It's not worth
it. Was
it
a waste. Do you have top three today?
Top three useless gadgets.
There is a banana slicer that I think is pretty dumb. It slices your bananas.
Yeah, that's called a knife.
No, it's just to slice only bananas. And it's shaped like a banana, like... the understanding that your banana is always going to be shaped that way and isn't going to be longer than the tool, but it's actually pretty short, and that it's ridiculous.
Did you know that you can slice a banana with a knife?
Yeah, I do, and I would. You can also, and I learned this on Lamb Chop, you can slice it by sticking a pin in and, like, swiping it side to side. It's a magic trick. It was on the Magic Tricks episode of Lamb Chop. And you swipe it side to side, and then when you peel it, it's already sliced!
Oh, yes, it's Lamb Chops. Play along where kids come to play along. And fun things are all we ever do. I know you sang along, audience.
This is a song that doesn't
okay, no, it, end. It
oh,
ended
wait,
right now.
Ends.
It ended right
really
now.
Awkward.
Just right now it ended.
Yeah, just now. Mm-hmm. Just at this very moment.
My top number three useless gadget is... I don't
is
even know what it's called.
Is this just food gadgets?
I don't care.
Okay.
This one is.
Okay.
By default, it's the thing that breaks up your hamburger meat while stirring it.
It looks like it's got like a pinwheel shape.
Yeah,
on it.
Look what the.
Yeah, I don't know. My mom insisted that I needed one, and I was mm-hmm. just like, "What do I need one for?"
Yeah.
Like I got a spoon.
Yeah.
I can just
a wooden spoon.
Break it up with a spoon.
Yep.
Real quick. My number two is. I was gonna say a cherry pitter, but you know, I think those are actually really useful for people who pit a lot of cherries or like make a lot of cherry pies and stuff. So,
because mm-hmm. they don't use real cherries for cherry pie.
Yeah, they do. People who actually make cherry
no,
pie.
No, they just put the canned
cherry pie filling. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's what everyone does.
That's all you need.
No, that's not true at all. That's just not even real food. Oh, there's so much useless crap in the world.
Mm-hmm. I got one.
Okay, go for it. Go for it.
Avocado.
Just an avocado at all? That's not a gadget. How about the avocado peeler?
No.
Peeler.
No, just avocados
in
general
are
useless.
That's not a gadget.
I don't care.
It was top three useless gadgets.
That counts as a gadget. It has no use.
Yes, it does. In what way does it not have a use?
I mean... Guacamole, that's it. One use, useless.
Yeah.
Okay, not useless, but it has one use. But it's a dumb use.
I saw a garlic peeler thing. It was like made of silicone. I still don't even know how it worked. But there's so many other ways to peel garlic. I'm like, why would I bother buying that? There's like 40 ways to peel garlic without buying that thing. Mm. Just stick it in a jar and shake it for a while, and it peels.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's useless.
Okay, I got one.
You got one?
How about those glasses that are, like, shade glasses, but they're, like, they're just plastic, but they got, like,
How about your least favorite thing, glasses for people who don't need glasses?
Don't get me started.
I'm not getting you started.
You did.
I'm started. Oh, boy.
Dag nabbit.
That was loud.
I'm upset.
You are upset. You don't like it when people
I'm
have
so
glasses
upset.
And they're not supposed to have glasses.
How about necklace?
What? Necklaces are fine.
Useless?
They're also not gadgets.
Useless.
Not a gadget.
What's it useful for?
I feel
for?
Like you're not understanding what a gadget is.
I don't know anymore.
I know. What is life? Okay. I know there's another gadget. I'm trying to think of it. I don't know what it is at the moment.
Telephone.
No. You use that. You have to use that,
I've
right?
I've never used it.
You've never used a telephone?
Microwave.
All right, we're not getting anywhere here, so I gotta come up with my last one, and we'll get foe.
Light bulb.
No. Everybody uses light bulbs. Like, everybody in the first world
underwear.
Uses light bulbs. No. You really should use underwear. If you're not, we need to...
Oh, I got one.
Top.
I got one.
Yep.
Paintings.
Paintings, not gadgets.
Useless.
They're not gadgets. I don't know why you can't wrap your head around what a gadget is. All right, we will default to a little strawberry huller thing.
Little strawberry huller thing.
You don't need them. You don't need them.
Straw.
You don't need... No! Egg separators. So stupid. So easy to separate an egg. Not needed.
Lettuce knife.
Not needed at all. All right. We're checking out because Adam is tired and... is closed eyes on the bed, and I have to go eat dinner, and we have to go play magic, so bye!
Bye. It's the end of the podcast.
we ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.